You're listening to Foul Monkeys.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Episode 4.
Welcome, you're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
Hi, this is Johnny.
And we have special guest Ryan.
Hi.
Hello.
And then we also have Misty. She's not on mic, but you may hear her laughing.
She's a studio audience.
Yeah.
So, singular.
Well, I don't know where to start. I guess we'll start talking about Ryan first. Ryan and Misty. Is there anything you'd like to tell our audience?
Not really too much. I work with Ricky and Gina, but not Misty, because she's just an audience member.
Yeah, she's important, but not that important.
Do you work with Gina?
Okay, when it's necessary.
Oh, okay. Cool. Misty, she used to work with me. She no longer works with us, but she's not on mic. You may not be able to hear her. Maybe we'll get her on another episode one day. You probably hear her laughing.
You know, we have some special guests in here today.
Oh, yes, very special. Two very special
celebrity
guests.
Other people.
Than Ryan,
yes,
and Misty.
Yes. Two even though Ryan and Misty are important, we also have two celebrity guests.
Right.
Very, very big
one
celebrities.
We flew all the way from California.
Yes.
And then the other, where's the other one from?
He'll be here shortly.
Is he from Polk County?
No, actually, he's further south.
Further south?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's down, way down further south, yes.
Oh, okay.
He's in a special place right now, but, you know, he's in transport.
All right, well, I'm going to talk about a person commented on my live journal, Gay's Okay. We had talked about the Secret Service visiting my house before in another episode.
Yes, and again, president is still retarded, I don't care.
Right. And only in America can a retard be president.
That's right. Go, right. Retards!
Don't touch the table.
Sorry.
Gonna break the equipment.
When you touch the table, we can't hear anything.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
See there?
Can't do that.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. None of that.
All right.
Sorry.
None of that, China.
China, be good.
Play with yourself.
Okay. oh my God, yes.
Okay, enough of that.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, this is the whole Secret Service story. 2000, Bush is being inaugurated. The day of the inauguration, I go onto a website and I post a comment that said, I feel sorry for Al Gore, and if I was there, I would shoot his head off. Well, that was not, I should have never said that, because maybe about 5 minutes later, I got an email from the Secret Service. Yeah, like 5 minutes.
Wow.
That said, you need to contact our internet death threat desk. And I was like, all right, it's bullshit. There's
internet
no way.
Death threat desk?
Yeah. In Washington, D.C.
This must happen a lot.
Right.
They
oh,
set
it
up
did.
A website.
There was over 8,000 cases just in Virginia.
They have a
for just George Bush?
Everything.
Yeah, just for that day.
And his ass ain't dead yet?
Well, no, I'm not going into that. I don't want to go into that.
That many people?
But, so I had to call them, and they had to set up a time to come to my apartment, and I had to take this huge, like, personality test. They took my fingerprints, they took my pictures, they took pictures of my tattoos, they did all that stuff.
So I take
it's okay,
it,
Ryan.
I take it if you wouldn't have done this, they would have done something bad
to
you.
Oh, they were going to come to take me to jail.
And that's a bad thing?
Yeah.
Free sex, free food, free entertainment?
I don't want to go to jail because of the president. If I'm going to go to jail, it's going to be on my own terms.
Oh, okay.
When I go to jail, it'll be for criminal mischief. That's the charge.
Oh, really?
Death
like
will lead me to jail.
Yeah. Mine was prostitution. What's yours?
Just general criminal mischief.
Oh, okay.
There won't be anything
specific. This is trafficking.
Specific.
Yeah, mine was trafficking.
Yeah, Ricky wants to traffic.
But not drugs.
Oh.
I was actually driving. That I could go to jail for. Because
oh.
I was accidentally going 38 miles over an hour over the speed limit. But so you want to do, like, criminal mischief as in, like,
you know,
buildings and all that crap.
Yeah,
or
probably some kind of explosion.
Or any house explosion.
Little.
How about the
like
good old dog?
Fireworks in places where fireworks should not be.
Like gas stations?
Yeah.
I don't know about a gas station.
That could be fun. Could you imagine the running people running from that? Oh my god, that would be so funny.
It would spark a rational riot. That's the other thing.
Is that
I figure
pun?
I'll
spark
go. Yeah,
a rational
there you go.
Riot.
There you go.
That's good. That's hot.
Spark it up.
Spark it up, Sparky. Oh, anyway, tangent.
Oh, sorry.
About the Secret Service, they came to my house and I had to take this personality test. And the funny thing is they knew like everything about me, like how my grandparents died, how many brothers and sisters I had.
In like
how
5 minutes?
No, this is
just
after
go
a
download
week,
Ricky.
After they came to probably pretty much. But they came a week later and they interviewed me and took my fingerprints pictures and they searched my room for like guns or any like paraphernalia or
I guess plants or something.
Well, they didn't find anything because back then I was
like 22.
And I was very
naive,
mild and meek. I didn't do anything wrong.
Poor Ricky.
Yeah, I know. So
you gotta make up for lost time.
That's
exactly
right.
Do it all at once.
So they brought two Secret Service agents, a state police officer and a city police officer, and they came in and interviewed me. And apparently I'm a normal person with opinions. That's what they finally came down to the conclusion with.
So, do they have, like, categories, like, when you take personality tests online?
Well, no,
you fall into crazy demolitionist
category. No, it wasn't like
category.
That, but it was like, have you ever shot a gun? Do you know anyone that has shot a gun? Have you ever killed an animal? Have you ever killed an animal on purpose?
Have you ever had sex with an animal?
No,
if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oak.
If you were going to kill a tree, what kind of tree would it be?
Palm tree.
Wise choice.
Thanks. Yeah. There's plenty of them in Florida. It's okay.
That's right.
Were you going to say
homicide
something?
Homicide is good.
Well, my question is how much of our tax dollars was wasted going to all 8,000?
Exactly. And I don't know how many of those people went to jail.
300,000?
I don't know how much it was, but it was ridiculous. I mean, they didn't have to come out there. I explained to them, you know, I'm not. Oh, and this is the other thing. There was a World War II memorial down in another city in Virginia. That was like about an hour and a half away from me. It was in Bedford, Virginia. And they actually called me and asked me if I was going to be there. And I said no. And they're like, well, you know, it'd be nice if you not show up. So they uninvited me. Yeah,
sort of like my friend that got arrested at Saddle Creek and was told that persona non grata.
Saddle Creek, that's in Lakeland, right? Isn't that
yes.
the place where like
yeah, that's
like,
an infamous
guys go hook up or
yeah,
something?
So that's the infamous. I guess you could say the sex playground.
Get a chair. Come around here.
A sexual playground for deviant men.
Misty has something to say about this.
Uh oh. The fish speaks.
Oh, don't say the fish.
I didn't, but in a derogatory manner.
You know. You know what that term is for gay guys, right? Just means a woman.
Yes.
When we say fish. But anyway, go ahead about Saddle Creek.
Tastes like
what you say?
Saddle Creek is known for male prostitution.
And yay! Go all male prostitution.
Because I actually know two people who've been arrested in Saddle Creek.
Well, yeah.
One twice.
Oh!
Wow.
He didn't learn his lesson
by the same cop?
No.
At least he got variety.
So what is this place? What is the
Saddle Creek?
What is Saddle Creek?
It's just like a campground for, you know, homosexual, you know, activity. You go out there and you...
It's just
that's
a
not
park.
Just for gay.
I've never been there.
It's just a park.
Yes.
Yeah,
where is it?
I don't know.
It's on the other side, Cumby.
I have no... All I know is I hear it's Saddle Creek.
Oh, no. Isn't it next to that,
There's also
isn't there
a corporation
a gay bar
there
or something?
Yeah.
That's
yes.
right next door
yeah.
to it
It used
something?
To be Dockside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dykeside?
Yeah, Dykeside.
Yes.
Yeah.
But,
So Dykeside.
Did I finish the story about the Secret Service? Oh, okay. They came to my house and they just pretty much found out I was a normal person. But now they told me that I will always have a record on their file, so employers can't find the information. But if I ever kill someone, they could use that information against me in court. So like, really
so if you killed somebody, they'd be like, oh yeah, and you also planned on killing the president.
Probably, pretty much.
You said it on live journal.
Right.
So then you'd definitely much. Be, you know, have your first class.
Well, it was pretty, it was a website or a, I don't know, you just post your opinion and then someone else can respond to
is
it.
Is it youthink.com or something?
No,
like
it was something on AOL, I think.
Oh, okay.
But,
AOL.
So I learned a lesson on that.
Don't
never
use AOL.
It sucks. AOL sucks.
Exactly.
That's AOL is monitored by the Secret Service. Extensively.
So, yeah, don't talk bad about the president is pretty much, you know, you can talk bad about him, you just can't.
Threaten his life?
Right.
Don't
you can
talk
call him a retard all you want, but you can't say you're going to kill the retard.
In a way where it can be proven later. Like into a microphone or onto a website or write it down. You can say it all.
But they're probably like recording us now.
That's fine. Fuck you.
Oh yeah. With their crazy satellites.
Right. So anyway, we're gonna go on to our special guest that we flew in all the way from California.
Speaking of Secret Service, they just arrived.
Right. you guys want me to go get them out of the green room?
Yeah, can you do that, Ryan? Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Ryan's going to go get our special guest. He happens to be a very famous movie star. And also
naked one at that.
Naked?
Yeah. Did you see that one movie, Naked?
Terminator.
No. Oh, yes. But only the backside, right?
Yeah. But,
he did front too, Missy?
It's Swinging in the Wind.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
I got to see Pee-Pee.
I have to go rent that.
Ooh, hey.
Anyway, he's also a governor of the state of California, so we're going to welcome in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yay!
Welcome, Arnold. How are you?
And if some people need it, we can translate for you.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah? How was the flight?
It was
long and hard.
Oh, okay. So we just have a few questions here for you, Arnold. Is that okay?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay, what do you have planned?
Proceed with your questions, girly man!
Girly man.
Yes, you do. Girly man.
I think that means fags.
Oh, okay. So maybe you can answer the question where everyone else would be able to understand that?
Hopefully.
Okay, good. So, Arnold, when did you get to the United States and how did you get here?
In a long time ago, when I was in the country of Austria, I decided I want to come to America, like in the famous movie with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America. So I jumped into the ocean and I swam all the way to America, but I didn't want to end up in the East Coast. I wanted to be on the West Coast, so I swam all the way down around South America, and then I came and I was, I'm coming to America. And the people were like, I think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's coming to America. And then I jumped out and I was like, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Were you naked when you were swimming?
Yes, it was for the aerodynamic city.
And I bet it was cold too, wasn't it?
It was very cold.
So if anybody had to judge you based on your manhood, it was cold, right?
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm full of Austrian pride.
Oh, that means he's got a big dick.
Okay, so,
it was an Austrian invasion!
Ooh, a big one.
So, my question now is, how are you making California the number one action state?
Well, first we are programming Terminators to secure the roadways so that there's Terminators everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they make sure John Connor does not win in the revolution.
Or the anatomically
correct.
Okay,
you do realize that you're a governor and it's actually real life, not a movie star. You're not in a movie.
John Connor must be stopped! The revolution! The machines are eyes of the machines!
But John Connor wasn't real.
You
don't know that?
John Connor.
Oh, okay. Well, how else are you making it the number one action state? Do you cause earthquakes? Do you cause fires? Do you... Nothing like that, huh?
I just, you know, governate the whole place. When they try to ask questions, I governate.
Oh, okay. Well, fine then.
Tell them what the hell they want to know, don't you?
I drive my Hummer, and I smash into all the cars.
I like Hummers, too.
Okay, he's talking about the car China, not about the child.
Oh, sorry.
I enjoy your fellow Hummer enthusiasm.
Yes, Hummer good. So, I have a suggestion for you.
I love Hummers.
Me too.
Does Maria Shriver give good Hummers?
Is she good?
She didn't give me the Hummer. I bought the Hummer myself.
What was her name?
Who?
What was the Hummer's name?
Yes.
I call my Hummer Daisy.
Ooh, but she has some Daisy Dukes on her.
I don't understand what you're saying. A Hummer is a vehicle. I cannot wear short shorts.
It's a big one, too. It's a big one. Vehicle.
It's a very big vehicle.
Drinks for a very big man
like myself.
So we're going to go into some current news. How do you feel about all the immigrants protesting in your state?
I cannot stand the immigrants because I came to this country. They need to work hard like I did to come to this country. They need to swim naked to this country, and that is the only way they can get here.
And if they use the Panama Canal,
they're just pussies.
Yes.
I swim all the way around South America.
Yeah. So you don't feel that they should be in the United States, or do you think they should just do it the legal way, or do you think they actually should swim across the world?
What I will do is get all the immigrants, and I will put them inside my Hummer, and I will drive them to Mexico, and I will be like, you stay here in Mexico with John Connor.
Yes, I agree.
So that's where John Connor is now.
Yes, he's hiding out in Mexico. As soon California will rise up with the machines and take over Mexico, and they will start the machine revolution.
Okay, cool. That's crazy.
So he lives in a mud hut, you're saying?
No, he's probably in a hole somewhere like Saddam Hussein. He's just as bad as Saddam Hussein because he does not like the machines.
Does he have a beard too?
John Connor cannot be Saddam Hussein
because the
paradox rift of time continuum.
Do you mean Osama bin Laden?
Lex Kabazita!
So, another question, your state had a big ordeal over gay marriage, so how did you feel about that? How do you feel about the gays?
I don't even know what this gay is. It's a girly man that's just, they need to get themselves a lady.
A lady?
Yes, get the lady.
What can a lady do
yes,
for them?
We just want
a lady all... can help you drive your Hummer to the store and get all kinds of cakes
and
make
too.
Those cakes for you.
But Gina here could give you a Hummer.
You have a Hummer?
I'm a very good Hummer.
Is it an H2 or H3?
It's hell of a good.
Mm. It's H. Mm, it's a new one.
I haven't even heard of that Hummer. How could there be a Hummer out that I don't know about?
It's a secret.
Well, maybe when you go back into the green room back there.
Maybe Gina could show me how the Hummer works.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
I'm sure she'd be.
Is it run on hydrogen or gasoline?
It's
oxygen.
Oxygen. Yes. That's crazy because there's oxygen everywhere. It would save the world from the machines.
Right.
But then we will help the machines.
Okay, so I have a secret question for you here. I have a suggestion.
You want to give your suggestion
first?
Yeah, with your candidacy. It might just help out with, you getting staying in office and stuff. I think you should start a new religion.
Start a new religion?
Yes. And I think a lot of people would go for it, too.
What would the religion be?
Sweating for Jesus.
Sweating for Jesus. I like that because I like the sweat because I'm also a nigga.
How about you also make a sweating to the oldies, but sweating to Jesus video?
Sweating to Jesus, and everybody will be like, oh, look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's sweating, and so is Jesus, and everyone is sweating, and it is cool.
That's right.
What kind of songs would you have in there?
We would have...
Amazing Grace?
Yes, because it's a pump-up bodybuilding workout festival. I love Amazing Grace.
Do you love Jesus?
I love Jesus.
You love sweating for Jesus?
I will sweat for Jesus.
I like priests.
Yeah, Gina likes priests.
I like priests too.
She wants to be Catholic now.
Yes.
Priests are so great. They help Jesus sweat.
Yes. Nice and good.
So on to the secret question here.
Dun, dun, dun.
So how good does Maria's Republican pussy taste?
Yes.
Oh my God. We would never eat the cat. That's ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm from Austria.
Okay.
We don't eat cats in Austria.
Maybe we'll say it in like Austrian terms. Maybe her falutin newton guten.
Oh, the falutin newton guten.
Right.
Oh, falutin newton guten.
The newton down south.
Is it juicy and wet?
No, not at all.
No, really dry?
Yes.
How's her Hummer?
Does it make you thirsty?
sometimes, and then, like, I would sweat, and then I would drink my sweat, because it's the most efficient thing to drink.
There you go. Okay. Dinner and a salad.
Oh, okay. So, Arnold, is there anything else you would like to add to this interview?
I would just like to say, if anyone knows the whereabouts of John Connor, then you will need to call me right away, and I will eliminate him, and he will be terminated.
That's at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes. Or you can leave Arnold Schwarzenegger a message at
www.foulmonkeys.com. Yes, either way. We like it both ways.
Shit. I'm so excited, Arnold. I'm, like, right here next to you.
I know it's understandable to be so starstruck, and the presence of such an awesome movie star with super music, fantastic, awesome star.
Yes. So what do you have planned after this interview?
I'm going to go hunt down John Connor and his mother, Sarah Connor.
You make don't have sure anything else planned, because I could have sworn you probably did that like 10 years ago.
I know, they're still alive out there somewhere.
Oh. And you do realize that he's changed, he's not a little kid anymore.
Yeah, he's like a grown,
he's a man.
I think he's a gay person.
He's a man.
There's a little girl in me now who make it easier for me to terminate him. His life and it will be over.
Yes.
His life will be done.
Are you saying that you're going to terminate him because he's gay?
No, it would make it easier, because if he tried to throw a grenade at me, it would not go very far, because he's a girly man.
Okay, Arnold, well, it was nice to have you in this interview.
Thank you so much.
We'll hope to have you back one day.
Yes, I will swim up here, and I will tell you I have to swim back to California now.
Okay, you have a good time doing that.
I flew here. Thank you, Arnold.
You flew. Okay.
You know how the immigrants are. They never
It was a one-way ticket.
Okay, so we're waiting for Ryan to come back, taking Arnold out the room here.
God, wasn't he a character?
That was great.
Jeez, I never knew that.
He actually came here for like $5. Wow, he must need it.
Cheap.
Yeah, I know. He's cheap, like almost like you, Gina.
I know, right? God, cheap and easy.
$5 for a Hummer.
Hell yeah. Shit.
Okay, Ryan's back.
Yeah. Man, that guy was crazy.
I know. That's crazy.
Crazy.
Did you have anything to add about Arnold?
He kept talking about his Hummer. I don't know what the deal was.
Huh?
Yeah, the man loves Hummers.
Yes. Loves.
I'm going to show him my Hummer later on.
Yeah, he said something about Gina and Gina's Hummer and how Gina's got the best Hummer.
Because it runs off oxygen?
Yeah, because it runs off oxygen. Yeah. Man loves Hummers.
Oh.
Tell you what.
So, earlier today, we were talking about how they want to change the ending to Bambi, right? You guys were talking about that.
Jesus Christ.
Is it just Bambi, or...
Well, to start off with... Less cruel? Well, no, they don't want Bambi's mom to die. They want to edit it so that she doesn't die in the end.
But that's a classic movie, right?
Well, she's supposed to fucking die. That's part of the movie, you know? How are they going to learn?
Yeah.
Well, how is the rest of the movie going to work if she doesn't die?
It's going to be...
Isn't that why they have, like, Bambi 2?
Yes.
The Return of Bambi.
Bambi censored.
Coming next summer.
The Bambi retarded 3. Version.
So are they only going to do it on Bambi, or do they want to change like all the movies?
Well, you
all
know,
the Disney movies.
Well,
like
once
that.
They start with Bambi, then you know it's
like everything. The Lion King.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because if
it's Old Yeller Disney,
they'll have to take out Ariola's areolas.
What?
From The Little Mermaid.
From Little Mermaid.
I thought her name was Ariel.
It was Ariel.
Well, Ariel's Areola. Oh.
If you stutter, it goes Areola.
Oh, okay.
Ariel, Ariels.
They didn't show that in a movie, did they?
No, they didn't. But did. They did have a giant upside down penis on the cover.
But they
the castle.
Uh-huh.
I have the original Little Mermaid, and it definitely was there.
And well, speaking the same of thing,
like
the
it was.
King,
it
the
was
Lion King
like
had like a
there
of smoke.
There
like
was the vein and everything.
A
it
vein.
Was yes. Oh, yeah,
no
it was
way.
Detailed.
Oh, and speaking of schlongs...
detailed.
If any of you out there listen or watch Family Guy, and you ever see Lois, when she's turned with her back to the screen, just take a look at her hair. It looks like a penis head.
Yeah, it does. Because it's got
like a mushroom
thing, you know.
Little thing in the middle, isn't it?
Wow. That's nice.
Lois head.
Lois gives good head?
Yes, that's what Peter says.
That's great. okay.
Well, I guess our other guest has arrived, but we'll probably be getting with that one a little bit later, but I just heard them come in.
Yeah, you sound kind of loud there.
Yes. Yeah. Special.
I don't know what else we can talk about, guys. Is there anything that...
Oh, yeah, but back on the Bambi thing. It seems like Disney has a current running theme of killing little children's parents. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Disney. True. We'll kill your family.
That's right. For free.
With a purchase of... Missy says admission. They support single parent living.
Yeah, they love single parent households.
Or no parent at all.
Yes. Children are good.
What else were we talking about earlier before we started recording the show?
T-Rex art?
Yeah, the T-Rex. Ryan's girlfriend for, he says, has, like, the longest arms ever.
She's 6'1", and she's built
kind of... And how tall are you, Ryan?
I am 5'8", so she is, like, 3.5 inches taller than me.
I'm thinking maybe 5'6".
No, it says on my license 5'8". I don't know. I mean,
no, license don't lie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was wearing stilts when they did it, but, I mean, that counts. The whole stilt counts as part of some inches. But anyway, she's got the longest arms ever, mm-hmm. and, of course, when we're sitting around the house watching TV, maybe we'll be drinking. Maybe. You never know. She'll put things really far away, and it will suck, because Misty and I have little T-Rex arms, and... You can't see what it looks like, but take your hands and put them, like, near your armpits. That's what my arms are like, I swear to God.
Sexy.
And I was telling them that I went to elementary school with a kid that had a T-Rex arm. And he would, like, lean over, like, he would, like, I don't know if he was right-handed or left-handed, but it was kind of like he would ride with his left hand, but then he would, like... No, he, like, used his scissors to cut paper with the T-Rex arm. So he'd be
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
Yes. It was amazing.
Don't they always say cut away from you, though? I mean...
Well, I don't think he has much of a choice, Ryan.
Yeah. But, you know, safety first.
That's right. Got some goggles on. Shit, put a helmet on.
He couldn't cut a very big piece of paper.
Huh?
No, he could not, because it would get all up in his face.
Well, they'd have to give him the plastic scissors.
Yeah, you get paper cuts on his lip.
Could you imagine a paper cut right there in that corner?
Can you stop, please? Thank you.
Sorry.
That was painful.
Didn't they do that on an episode of Jackass?
I'm pretty sure they did. I think it was the movie.
Everywhere. They cut everything.
Oh, they... Yes. They paper cut their peepees.
I've never gotten a paper cut before.
It shit hurts.
Oh.
Oh. Misty said the chode.
Maybe that's you need to explain what the chode is to some of the people that don't know what the chode is.
Misty, could you come explain to us,
exactly
what a chode is?
Do tell.
Chode, Misty.
Say it out.
As far as I'm aware, it's the skin that's between the penis and your balls.
Also known as a taint.
Taint your balls, taint your ass. You haven't heard that before.
No, I have not.
That's right.
Yeah. Mr. Balls,
this is not only is this comedy, this is educational as well.
Wow. We like folks at home are learning.
Yes, that's exactly. Right.
Learn while you listen.
And we're gonna teach them about the diversity of the show too with our next character.
Oh, would you like? Would you? You guys want me to go get him out of the bag?
Yeah, could you go get him?
Okay, hold on. I'll be right back.
And Jonah, could you introduce him?
Okay. Well, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's actually a very famous person at that too. He's come in from a little bit south from here. He's actually family as well.
Family as in, like, your family, or family as in, like, he's gay family?
No, he's family. Family.
Here I come.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the 5-time champion, Special Olympic, my cousin, retarded Daryl.
I'm Daryl!
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hi, Dana.
How was the room back there?
It was fun. It was a kitty cat. I'm with the kitty cat.
The kitty cat seems kind of quiet now. What did you do?
Daryl, what did you do to the cat?
We had fun.
What did you do to the cat?
We just were playing, you know.
Oh, okay. You didn't lick the pussy, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Your cat's in heat, right?
Yeah, she's in heat.
Uh-oh.
The kitty cat was talking to me.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Oh my God, this pussy talks. But my cousin Daryl, retarded Daryl, he's, like I said, a 5-time Special Olympics champion.
Pole vault!
Yeah, pole vault.
Pole vault!
Yeah, he actually would have been a 6-time champion, but his first year.
Did you hear that? Misty just let a big fart.
Yay, Misty.
Is this not stinky?
Aw, she stunk, stunk. Yeah, she did a stinky. But yes, Daryl.
Bubba!
Yeah, he would have been a 6-time champion, but his first year in competition, unfortunately, when he went to do his event, he forgot to jump, and he wound up knocking himself out for 6 months. He was in a coma.
Coma!
So, yeah.
Are you okay?
He was in a coma.
Yeah, he's in a coma!
Yeah. And then he trained afterwards, and then he's been hell on wheels since. So 5 times. Champion.
When's the next episode? Or when's the next Olympics?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got the helmet and a stick. I'm in a pole vault.
He's a pole vaulter, yes. Very famous, too.
China was telling me that you have, like, your own limo and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. There's toys in there.
So what kinds of food do you like to eat?
Easy Mac,
cheese.
I love Easy Mac.
How about hot dogs?
No Easy Mac. Ramen!
No. So I have a secret surprise for you.
Secret
information for you.
Just be careful because he can get very loud.
He does, yes.
When he gets excited. I haven't been around him in a while. I don't know how.
It could be a president.
We might want to move back because there's no telling how he's going to react.
Oh, yeah? Really?
You know, he's special.
Okay. So, someone has a secret crush on you.
Secret crush?
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
No. You're gonna cut me like a bug!
No, not disassemble, no.
Misty over there has a huge lesbian crush on you.
Oh my god! Hooray!
Do you know what a lesbian is?
I don't know.
You don't need to know.
No.
Hooray!
That's not
important.
Hooray, lesbian!
Yeah, hooray for the lesbian.
Hooray, lesbian! Hooray!
So, would you like to say something to Misty?
I love lesbians! Hooray!
Anything else you would like to say to Misty?
Misty, I love lesbians!
Yeah. Would you like to invite Misty out to dinner?
I will give Misty a hug.
A hug?
Aww, that's nice.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Aww, Misty,
but why don't you give her an autograph too, since you're so famous?
I will give her an autograph
because you know, I mean, oh my god,
because you're famous.
He's so famous. She just
Bobot. Bobot. I say that when I Bobot, I go run, Bobot.
And you see all his medals? He wears them all the fucking time.
Right,
he never takes them off. Shower, everything.
Yeah, the jingle jingle medal jingle. That's my metal song.
Yeah.
Jingle, jingle, medal. Jingle, jingle.
He's proud of his medals.
I can tell.
Bubbles!
Yes. He's good, too.
He's
so
shiny.
What do your parents do? Did they take you to Disney?
Disney! I went to Disney.
Yeah.
Disney tried to kill my parents.
Oh, really?
And what then?
Aw.
Like Bambi.
So they're gone?
Bambi.
Bambi
died.
It's okay.
Yeah.
They're coming out with a new version, yeah. So she doesn't.
Bambi!
Or her mom doesn't. Or his
Bambi!
Mom
doesn't.
Oh, poor Bambi.
Sad, yeah.
How about, have you seen Old Yeller?
No.
No? That's a great find. You should go, you should go watch that.
Yes.
Maybe Misty could go take you out to the movies and watch it.
Happy time.
So, besides at the Olympics, where else do you work? Do you work at, like, Burger King? Or
I work at Burger King!
Yeah?
Yeah!
And what does it sound like when the fries are done?
Burger! Fries done! They say that when the fries are done. Fries done! I make fries!
Just fries, that's all.
I make the fries!
Yeah.
And the nuggets!
But, do you eat them?
I love fries.
Yeah.
I bought the fries. It burns.
Yeah, he's cheap labor. He works for fries.
I work for fries.
He's actually here because, you know, he wanted to show how much he volunteers to America and how important he is to everyone. So,
I make the fries!
Yeah.
People got to have their fries.
Everybody needs fries. Yes.
Yeah. Was there anything else that you wanted to add? besides fries and pole vaulting and
coma. I am
coma.
I am going to call you out, Daryl. Though earlier, he had to stop by. My sister dropped him off earlier. My other sister, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm telling Daryl to go take a bath before we come over here. You know,
not that
he didn't stink or anything, but I just want him, you know, to be fresh and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I hear him coming out down the hall talking. Mm-hmm. And I turn around, and he's naked. Naked.
I was getting a towel!
And for all you women out there, he's hung.
Bath time! Bath time is fun!
I don't know if we should be talking about his anatomy. I mean,
he's got a dick just like everybody else.
But Daryl's special.
I go pee-pee standing up.
do you actually have a stick when you do the pole vault, or is it attached to you?
No, it's a stick. I use it in a pole vault.
Yeah. Has it ever broken?
No.
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 Oh, okay. Well, I think that's all that we need to hear from Daryl right now. Yes,
thank you for coming.
Sweet. So I'm going to go play with the kitty.
Okay, with the kitty.
Play with the kitty. Go
say bye to everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Daryl. Bye, Daryl. He's in love.
Okay. Well, you know, Ryan had to go to the bathroom in the middle of that, so we're waiting on him. I think we're actually going to play a game. It's called Death is Not an Option. But it's just a sample to see if everyone likes it or not. But, okay, Ryan's back. How was the bathroom?
It was delightful.
Did you hear Daryl back there with a cat?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
He's having a good time with the cat. Yeah. Him and Arnold were doing something with it.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, no.
I thought he already left.
I kept hearing Arnold say scream like Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower?
Oh. Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
Only imagine what
there's not an Eiffel Tower in that room, is there? No. I mean, I didn't see one.
I have to explain what that is.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Was Daryl still back there whenever you were coming out?
I just passed him in the hallway. Oh, okay. He's
to explain to everyone what an Eiffel Tower is, it's like when two guys have a girl between them, and one's fucking her from behind, and she's giving a blowjob to the other one, and they get a high five to each other. That's an Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that's the old Eiffel Tower. however, it's scientifically proven that guy spaced is defined by either A, a movie seat apart, or B, the space between a woman's tonsils and her ass.
That's a lot of space. That's a lot of space.
Hells
that's
yeah.
That's a lot of space. You can park
so
Buick
which
in
one
there.
Do you prefer, guy space at the movie or a bitch between two
probably
guys?
The movie one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe, you know, maybe one of you and your friends maybe got drunk one time and had this chick over and, you know, one of you just accidentally touched the other.
No. Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, that's sad.
Yeah, nothing exciting. I'm sorry.
Well, Ryan, we're going to play a game called Death is Not an Option.
Oh, excellent.
I only have six people's names here, so we're going to...
Six people.
How it goes is I'm going to give you a name of one person, another person, and death is not an option, and you have to pick which one you would have sex with.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can pick people to have sex with.
Are we talking oral sex, butt sex?
Oh,
what kind of... everything,
well,
all of the above?
If it's a girl, it's, you know, normal, straight people sex. If it's a guy,
that's not fun.
It's gay sex.
Is it butt sex?
Butt sex.
Butt sex.
And butt sex. Getting it.
Oh, wait, no, I have to get the butt sex?
You're not okay with that?
I'll give some butt sex, I'll tell you what.
But you're not going to get it.
I ain't getting no butt sex.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Well, so I think there's only one person you have to worry about. Oh, no, there's probably two people you have to worry about getting butt sex from.
He's a giver.
Yeah, I'm totally
okay. So am I. I give everything.
I've heard.
The rumors are true.
Rumors? I saw the videos.
Oh. Now available on DVD for $9.99.
Ooh, that's cheap.
Like Paris Hilton.
That's hats.
Who's sluttier, Gina or Paris Hilton?
Ooh, we should have a slut off.
Oh, we should say who's sluttier.
I guess next time South Park already did that, though, really.
That's true.
Yeah, they did.
Mr. Slave.
You haven't
every
seen.
Time that you tell me about something, I tell you... I have not seen an episode of South Park ever since the movie came out.
We can still have our slut off.
Mr. Garrison's gay lover, Mr. Slave had a slut off with Paris Hilton. And I think Slave he put her ass. Inside yes. his ass. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's how it went.
That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot.
He swallowed Paris.
That's sexy now. Oh, that's sexy.
Yes. He swallowed Paris.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
That's very
anyway, back to...
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Mm. Or down, whichever.
Okay, so I have six people's names here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay.
Terry Bradshaw or Martha Stewart? Death is not an option.
I would have to say Martha Stewart, because if I ever wanted to get into some freaky S&M action, that's the place to go, is with Martha Stewart. And she smells pine fresh.
Oh.
And she, maybe a little dusty,
too. A little kinky with maybe like some whipped cream or something.
She would, but she would explain it first. She'd be like, we're going to put the whipped cream on the nipples. And then you're going to have some.
Lick it like it's
let,
hot.
Yeah.
What?
Lick it like it's hot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, Bradshaw.
Bradshaw?
Yes, because he's an ex-football player.
And because he's male?
Well, obvious. She's tries. Sweat for Jesus, babe.
Okay. Pamela Anderson's hepatitis C vagina.
Mmm, yummy.
Or... B. Arthur's vagina. Death is not an option.
B. Arthur all the way.
But you do know that B may be a man.
B. It's, Arthur.
And she's kind of bossy and bitchy, so you
B. Arthur.
I'd rather take it from B. Arthur than have to give it to Pamela Anderson.
Don't you just love that raspy voice?
A bee's?
Yes, bee's all. B. Arthur's raspy voice.
Every time I watch the Golden Girls, I'm completely aroused.
Yes. Oh, like every other game now. Lifetime?
It's television for women.
And gays.
And gay men.
Okay, the battle of the anorexics. Calista Flockhart or Laura Flynn Boyle?
How about if you sandwich them together, because that's what it would take to make one real woman?
That's pretty good. That's a good answer. I like that.
Just wrap them up in a tortilla shoot.
I'm a man who needs some meat on the bones.
Yeah.
You know, okay. There's got to be something on there. Like, I'm not going to have no damn... skinny bitch.
If you don't eat ribs, goddammit, get
a... I'll tell you what. You know what? Both of them bitches... Cow. Them bitches need to eat some cake. That's all there is
Maybe
to it.
Maybe you could add Martha in there, and she could make
yes.
them a cake.
Me and Martha will
force
we
and
will
then, and then
feed
Arthur
them.
Be the boss.
Wow. Yeah, and then I can just gangbang the whole lot of them.
Well, where would Terry come in?
Huh?
Where would Terry Bradshaw come in?
Terry?
He would be the announcer.
He'll probably. Yeah, yeah he can commentate.
Everything.
Yeah. He can commentate. He'll be like, well, like you see, it's coming into the third quarter, and I'm Terry Bradshaw. I don't know what the hell Terry Bradshaw
is. Oh, we left someone out. We left Pamela out.
Oh, yeah. There's good reason for leaving Pamela.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want the whole lot of us to
Let's
just
see.
Die.
She could be the slutty salad on the side.
Yeah, she could just keep saying her ABCs and stop at C because...
That's as far as it goes. Unless she develops a new version of hepatitis D.
Yeah. She's creating
or
it right
P,
now.
Or she could come up with, like...
In the year 2007, Pamela Anderson will fuck a chicken, and that will create hepatitis D.
Or she could hepatitis, you know, hepatitis C, or shit, hepatitis C, could skip D, and F you up.
Oh! What about E?
Well, E's not important.
Now, this.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck E.
Fuck
you. Yeah, fuck
you. Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck I.
Whatever.
You know, I don't like Q. Like, that's a lame-ass
it's
letter.
It's queer.
You?
Queer.
Or Q.
Q
no,
is
Q.
Queer.
I mean, it's queer. You know. Oh, I'll tell you what letter I really don't like. The letter C. We can get rid of the letter C. And
why?
I'll tell you why. Because there's... the letter C doesn't exist. There's either S or K. No. Like, it's not its own letter. It's just living a lie, you know? Yeah. It's always either K or S. Never C.
What about the
so,
letter P? Because you know you have this thing with pigs and how they're taking over the world.
That's my fault.
That's your fault?
I think we ought to get the letter well, yeah,
we'll
out
get,
here.
We'll get into that later. I have a cousin who loves, or well, actually hates, I'm sorry, hates pigs. He'll have to come in and talk to you about it. I don't want to tell his story.
Where does he live out? Does he live in Polk City?
He lives in Alabama. As he calls it, Poke Canny. Yeah, it's, they don't have L's there. They just Poke Canny.
Or O-U-N-T.
No. Just Canny. Poke Canny. Yeah.
For all you regular people out there, that's Polk County.
Yes. Yeah, that's...
Poke Canny is redneck for Polk County.
Yeah, that's how they say it in their native speak.
Okay, so... Is there anything else we want to talk about? No?
I don't know, is there?
I don't know. Ryan's new to this. This is like his dream. Like, he thinks this is... the first start of his dream job.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be sweet.
What is it? A voiceover?
Voiceover guy. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so if there's anyone out there looking for it.
Tell. Do you have a couple that you could go through?
I would. One of the things I'd really like to do, if any of you Disney folks are out there listening, I want to be the monorail guy.
Hello, Disney.
Please step off the monorail.
The monorail where there's only children because all their parents are dead?
Yeah, because all their parents are dead. Please step off the monorail and leave the corpses of your parents behind. Make sure you're smiling because you're in the magical world of Disney.
A disposal team will be coming on later to pick up the bodies. Thank you.
Here at Disney, we want you to learn by trial and tribulation, so we've killed all your parents.
Yay. We want you to pay for the $5 Cokes instead.
Yeah. $5, more like $25.
Yeah, and you know what is awful is that Disney I'll take a large. Gets all their Coke products for
oh,
free.
Oh, here's the keys to my car.
They get all that stuff for free, and they charge people.
And why do they only hire fags there?
I don't know, but if you go out on Thursday to Pleasure Island, Fag City.
They renamed it Fag City.
Yeah.
They just throw a banner over the Pleasure Island thing, and it's just said, Welcome to Fag Island. Your host will be Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. What was I going to say about that? I was going to say something. Well, you know, in June, maybe we'll have to podcast from the middle of Disney when it's Gay Days.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to do a video podcast.
Live at Gay Day at Disney.
Are you going to wear a red shirt to let them know that you're gay?
I probably shouldn't.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think you
should get Fern to wear one. We'll get Fern to wear
yeah,
one.
We can trick Fern to wear one.
We can get him a red shirt.
The hilarity will. Yeah, hook it up with some Eiffel Tower, dog.
Maybe get him a red shirt, one of the Gay Day shirts, and then put a half white shirt over it so they can really confuse him.
Oh, what's the half white shirt?
I'm not gay.
But how do you like the people from.
I wouldn't want to wear a red shirt because that's like false advertising, you know?
What if you wear pink?
There you go.
It's a mix between both. That's bisexual.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You could be bisexual. I'm not sure if I'm gay, but I'm not sure if I'm straight.
If you're a straight guy and you're bisexual, that's you just saying bye-bye to your heterosexuality. you're just being initiated. You're working up to gay. You're just,
okay.
It's just taking you some time.
I guess so.
Yeah. Because I'd go either one way or the other. You know? Not going to dick around in the middle.
Oh. No pun intended, of course.
Oh, yeah, none whatsoever.
So you'd just be there straight out.
If I was going to be gay or straight, I'm going to be gay as hell, or I'm going to be straight as fuck.
Yeah, but if you're going to be straight as fuck, then you would probably live out in
Polk Canny.
Yeah. With the hogs.
You don't have to.
With your truck and your cage in the back.
You can be straight
for yourself,
in the city.
Not the dogs.
It's, you know,
yeah, I guess there's
new show on Lifetime, Straight in the City. No one watched it.
No one's there.
Yeah. It's just like, just a show like of just settings. There's no people actually walking around. Straight in the City.
Okay, well, everyone, I think we're going to end the show. I would like to thank Ryan for coming.
Yes, thank you, Ryan. It was wonderful.
Misty,
thank you so much.
Background laughter.
Yes. Our studio audience.
If you can't hear it, then we'll just have added in there.
Laugh again, please.
See you there.
Yeah, let's just, thank you. Let's just dub that and roll it.
Right. Oh, and we can't do that. We can do a loop.
We can loop it. Mr. will just be
also
giggling.
Also want to thank
Arnold,
who was probably on his way home.
Yeah, don't forget that church, baby.
He's swimming back now.
Sweating for Jesus. Don't forget the video. Yeah. And also Daryl. He was really special. I like
retarded Daryl, my cousin, yes.
Did he hold the Olympic torch? Did he do any of that?
They don't have that for the Special Olympics. It's way too dangerous. They tried it, but it was
I thought I saw it on TV.
No, all it is a lot of barbecue tongs. That's all they carry.
Barbecue tongs.
Yeah. Yeah, and with like
a piece of charcoal.
Yeah, streamers. Red, yellow, and orange streamers.
Okay,
they're
just
cool with it.
So yes, thank you, baby, for coming, Daryl.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Daryl.
Our famous Daryl.
So I would like to remind you guys that you could always visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Or email our asses at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Drop us a line, please.
And also, we'd really appreciate it if you go to iTunes and subscribe.
Yes.
And you could do that by doing a search for Foul Monkeys.
And you can blame it on the monkey.
Right.
Because the monkey made you do it.
Do what?
Whatever the fuck you wanted.
I have a question.
Okay.
How can our asses read email?
You said that's true.
I'm confused. You said how do our asses read email?
Because of the brown eye.
Oh, the brown eye. Oh, okay. Just point the brown eye at the screen.
Right. One-eyed wonder.
That's how it reads it, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Did you just clock in?
It's the first. It's the first time.
You're not a virgin anymore.
No, I'm not.
How does it feel?
Only took 5 minutes to deflower him.
I feel like 50.
Feel violated.
You feel violated?
Little.
I'm sorry.
It's a good violated feeling in my stomach.
Yeah, almost happy but sad.
Like crying on the inside.
it's
good times. Good times.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'd like to say bye to everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Missy, you want to say bye? Okay, bye. Thanks for listening.
Fuck you.